Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 through 38. When Pilate entered the headquarters again, he summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priest have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate answered him, "What is truth?" The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as I said at the beginning, this is the last Sunday of the Christian year. Advent begins the new year. And so traditionally, this last Sunday before Advent begins is known as Christ the King Sunday. Are we super familiar with that, or is this all brand new stuff? Kind of new. Us disciples don't always do the liturgical things of the church year. We do pretty good changing the colors of the pyramids, talking about Lent and Advent, but not always these smaller things like Christ the King Sunday. Now, Christ the King Sunday is actually fairly new. Okay, it was started in 1925. So not that long ago. Shout out to Miss Rose. She would have been about 5 years old at the time. But the rest of us will have to turn to our history books to try to consider what was going on in 1925 to think about why we might want to start Christ the King Sunday. I'm not a big historian. You guys, I'm asking you, consider what was going on in 1925. The Great War, the war that was to end all wars, wasn't too far done. The foundations and the stones were being laid into place of what would become World War II. The world divided just survived this war, this thing that should have brought people together, and still divisions were multiplying. And so in the midst of that, Pope Pius IX, I believe, I don't think I've ever said that name out loud before, decided to set the feast of Christ the King. This idea, in the midst of all the divisions, all the ways that the world pulls and tears us apart, that we as followers of Christ ought to have a moment to make sure that we are rededicated to whose we are. Who is our final king? It should be Christ. Above all else, all the other leaders and the things that pull us and divide us and tear us apart, we ought to turn to Christ as our ultimate person of authority. And so Christ the King Sunday got started, and it's been about 100 years or so now, and we celebrate and rededicate whose we are. We are subjects of Jesus Christ. And in our lectionary today, we have this story of Jesus at his trial. Jesus before Pilate. But there's multiple trials going on at this time in the scripture. Jesus is the one who is on trial. Pilate is the one who is going to be rendering a sentence. Ultimately, spoiler alert if you don't know, Jesus will end up being crucified. He'll be found guilty. But this is not the only trial that is taking place at that time. Pilate himself is on trial before Jesus. The Jews that would have brought Jesus to Pilate are on trial themselves. In the story in the Gospel of John, Pilate goes back and forth between Jesus and the Jews. Now, we've said before, when the Gospel says Jews, that doesn't mean the Jewish people and every person of Jewish faith. This is the leaders at the time. When the Gospels are critical of the Jews, it's those leaders. And we do a disservice when we focus all of that negative energy on the faith as a whole. But those Jewish leaders are also on trial. He asks them back and forth, "What has this man done? Why can you not crucify him or put him to death if it's so important to you? I don't find him to be a criminal. You take care of him." Ultimately, in this gospel, those Jewish leaders are found to be lacking as well. And Pilate comes back to Jesus and he says, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, Pilate is the representative of Rome. He is the king at the time. Anyone who's going to declare or call themselves a king is a direct threat to these Romans. Pilate is obligated to do something about it if this Jesus is actually the king of the Jews. So he asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus, like he so often has done throughout his life and his ministry, he takes that question and he turns it around. He's not caught in the snare. He doesn't say yes or no. He's not trying to get caught up in a lie or to make this confession or anything like that. He turns it around because, remember, Pilate himself is on trial. Do you ask this on your own? Or did somebody tell you about me? Are you someone who knows who I am for real, or are you simply someone else's pawn? Pilate, as this Roman representative, this king in the area, as it were, Pilate feels like he's the one with all the power and the control. Jesus starts to lay what will be the crack in that foundation. Are you really the person in charge here? Do you really know whether or not I'm the king of the Jews? Or is somebody else pulling your strings and told you about me? Pilate begins to doubt. And like people that are so often beginning to feel doubt, he holds on to his control. "I'm not a Jew, am I?" Get defensive. You ever heard somebody get defensive? Ooh, you know you're in trouble. He starts to get defensive when faced with his own doubt. "I'm not a Jew. It's your own nation and your own people who've brought you before me and made these demands of you, who've made these accusations. What have you done?" And again, Jesus does not answer, but he gives Pilate the evidence that he needs. "If I was a king, if I had a kingdom, don't you think my people would be trying to protect me?" Pilate, in this image of kingdom that you have in your head that you think I'm trying to bring about, do not people follow power and authority and try to hold on to it and protect it? If I was this king, if I had this kingdom that you're so worried about, would not my people be up in arms? "You can look out your window, Pilate, and see all of my followers. You can see all the people that listen to me. You can see all the people whose ear I have, the authority around me. And yet, if I had this kingdom, would not they be here fighting for me?" That makes sense to Pilate. That's the kind of kingdom and king that he's used to. When Pilate says, "Jump," you ask, "How high?" Pilate has that authority. Jesus does not seem to be this threat. And yet, Pilate knows all the power that Jesus has. And that doubt continues to build. Maybe this is something different. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." What else might there be? Pilate could wonder. If you don't have followers and a kingdom here, what might this Jesus be a king of? That doubt continues to grow. Maybe this Jesus is a problem. "So you are a king?" Pilate finally asks. "Really? You are a king. You do have a kingdom. I just can't see it." This confusion, this doubt building and building within Pilate. And Jesus says, "Yes, you say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Now, this is the first time we've read from the Gospel of John in some time. If we had been reading through this gospel, these would sound like familiar words. "I am the way, the truth, and the light." Jesus, over and over again, declaring himself the truth, asking in all the conversations with people throughout this gospel about truth, declaring himself the truth. Over and over, Jesus is that truth. The words that he speaks are truth. All that Jesus does is truth. This is what Jesus came to do, to testify to the truth. Those that have seen it and believe it, they listen to his voice and they follow him. Pilate, in his final words to Jesus, seals his own faith, his own fate, declares the sentence upon himself. Do you remember what Pilate said? "What is truth?" Here is truth standing before Pilate, having this conversation. Pilate for sure has heard the things that Jesus has done, and he's got him right in front of him, speaking with him, looking into his eyes, and still he does not see. And he asks, "What is truth?" Imagine being in the very presence of Jesus and still not being sure what truth is. Jesus is that truth. We celebrate Christ the King Sunday. Celebrate might be a little bit strong of a word. I don't think we're having any parties. We're going to put y'all to work after worship, actually. We remember, recognize Christ the King Sunday. We are still a world that is drawn apart and divided by so many things. Leaders, perhaps. Hobbies and things that we need, money and the drive to have and to have and to have, we are pulled and drawn apart. We pause on this day to remember what and who is our ultimate authority. And it's this Jesus, this truth. Here in this place, amongst this community, reading scripture, being in prayer with one another, fellowshipping, we stand before Jesus himself. We get to hear and listen and gaze into the eyes of this truth. And yet, somehow, like Pilate, we too often miss the point. What is truth? It's Jesus. This Jesus who calls us together to be a group and a collection of God's people, loving and forgiving. That is truth. Jesus Christ is our King. And we might get drawn here and there, but let us rededicate and come back to that truth and his ultimate authority in our lives. Amen.